Today, Don, this is exciting. We're going to celebrate this in a moment. It is National Dog Day!
Yay!
Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
And I am not alone celebrating National Dog Day. Becky Tomala is in the studio with me of Chicago Canine Rescue. National Dog Day, this is so exciting. And Chicago Canine Rescue is celebrating too. We'll tell you how. But Chicago Canine Rescue is celebrating something bigger than that. So we do this little promo, Becky, you know, before the show. And we called, you called them the...
The Doc Emmerich Dogs.
Right, the Doc Emmerich Dogs. So I will explain what that is. Our phone number, 312-981-7200. You could text me also at 312-981-7200. So Doc Emmerich, I was filling in on WGN Radio. And Doc Emmerich, who's recovering, I think I could say this because others have said it on the air, he's recovering from knee surgery himself. So the hockey announcer is recovering from an injury. So he's listening to the radio. And he's listening to me doing my fill-in thing, and he sends me a text. He says, can I help some more dogs in Chicago? He said some more because he already has done this repeatedly.
Yeah.
And he pretty much writes me a check and says, adopt out some dogs, whatever shelter you want. So I know Chicago Canine Rescue, and we'll talk about this in a moment, has been having some problems because you didn't budget for saving all the dogs you've saved.
Right.
And Chicago's Canine Rescue says oftentimes spends money to save these dogs because sometimes they have medical issues. So that's a good thing in a way. And I thought, let's do Chicago Canine Rescue. So you guys named... First of all, we had a dog in studio that we do about once a month with Steve Cochran.
Yep.
And that dog was finally adopted out.
Yeah.
Dog named Jade, right?
Jade, yep. She's a little cutie.
Yeah. And then we named several other dogs, appropriately named them Caner,
Taser,
Emmerich.
Stash.
Yeah. And we did the Stash after Stan Mikita.
Yes.
You know? So. How are we doing with adoptions?
Well, we're doing good so far. Stosh happily was adopted, but we still have Caner, Taser, and Emmerich that are still looking for their forever homes, and they're really great dogs. They're up on our website if you want to check them out, ChicagoCanineRescue.org. They're just really cute and really sweet, and they're looking for their forever home. So if you want to take a dog into your house, you should go check them out.
Or if you know somebody who might, or
yes,
you could share it in social media.
Mm-hmm.
Because the whole idea is we want these dogs to find homes. We'll tell you a little about these dogs in a moment. I want to back up a little bit. Let's talk about Chicago Canine Rescue. So, I don't know, once every couple of months, I feature a shelter on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me a little about Chicago Canine Rescue.
So Chicago Canine Rescue was founded in 2001. Our mission now is to help the underdog. So we'll go out and we'll find dogs throughout the city of Chicago that may need surgery. They may be older, too young, just the dogs that are a little bit harder to find homes for. And we take them in, we rehab them, we have them work with our trainer, and we try to find them the most perfect home. So
yeah, and they're dogs in some cases that others may not be so quick to take if they would take
absolutely
them at all.
Yeah.
So one example is Jade, who we had on the air with Steve Cochran.
Yeah.
So Jade was this wonderful... is this wonderful miniature pincher.
Yeah.
Fun dog. I'm smiling just thinking about Jade. In fact, I was told the problem with Jade being adopted is the staff is going to miss Jade so much when Jade
right
eventually is adopted.
Right.
Jade, the only thing about Jade, Jade just happens to be 10 years old.
Yep.
And the owners, was that a case where the owner...
Basically, the owner said they did not have enough time for her.
What?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that. That's so when you do what I do, and actually, you're on the board of Chicago Canine
right
Rescue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one thing we're told is you can't be judgmental.
Right.
Well, I am. So I don't understand how someone cannot have time after spending 9.5 years plus with a dog decide, well, I don't have time anymore for that dog.
Yeah,
but Jay did find a great home.
Yeah, we found her a great home. So we're really excited.
Yeah. So I am too about that.
Yeah.
So Chicago Canine Rescue adopts out about how many dogs a year?
Probably about 500.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. To date, we've adopted out about 6,000 dogs, approximately.
As an organization.
As an organization.
6,000 lives saved. And, you know, in some ways, it might be like more like 12,000 lives saved. Because every time you take a dog out of Chicago Animal Care and Control, you are then making space for another dog, right? Yep.
Absolutely.
So the numbers are not exactly, you know, so your numbers are those numbers, but it's actually more in a sense. You're actually also saving literally these dogs because some of them have, say, heartworm or some of them are older. So some of them, they really would have been passed by or potentially euthanized in some
cases.
Absolutely.
Some of them, you know, surgeries, knee surgeries, you know, dogs that are injured, they may have need surgery, heartworm, positive, lots of different things. So there's a lot of different things that the dogs come to us and we're able to rehab them. We have great vets. We have a great vet on our board. She helps with spay and neutering. Mm-hmm. She also helps with treatments and surgery. So,
all right. So what we did is then Doc Emmerich contacts me and we say we're going to honor Doc Emmerich. And he not only contacts me, he sends a check, literally, which I presented to you on the air. So the three dogs that are available now still are paid forward.
Yeah.
Right? So there's no adoption fee.
No adoption fee.
But a donation would be good. But there's no adoption fee per se.
Right.
So thank you, Doc Emmerich.
Yes.
Isn't he amazing?
Yeah, that's great.
I mean, he does not live in Chicago.
Right.
He has connections to Chicago because I happen to know he loves the Blackhawks and loves the city and loves WGN Radio, but really has no, he doesn't even live here.
Right.
And he contacts us and he doesn't, by the way, I'm going to get a text from him if he's up, and he might be, saying, you didn't have to mention me on the air. And he means that.
Yeah.
He doesn't do this for publicity. He'd rather not even have the publicity.
Right.
He does it because he really cares about animals, which is why I give him the publicity, really, because it does come from the heart. So what we're going to hear about are the dogs that are still available for adoption.
Right.
We're going to hear more about Chicago Canine Rescue. You have a couple of special events coming up, I believe.
I do.
Yeah, you do.
Yes.
You do. They're at your house. And now, National Dog Day. We are going to learn what you are doing to celebrate this exciting holiday. All of that next on WGN 644. From Chicago Canine Rescue, Becky Tomala is here. How did you get involved with CCR, Chicago Canine Rescue, not Creedence Clearwater Revival? Although, maybe part-time you're in a band. I don't know.
I do have a guitar.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you should be performing at the events we're about to talk about,
absolutely.
Actually.
Chicago Canine Rescue. I just, I read about them. I actually volunteered there before. And the fact that...
You've been involved for a while, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been in rescue for about 15 years with a variety of different shelters and organizations. But I've been with Chicago Canine Rescue for about 5 years now.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you have a couple of events coming up, and one is just like right now.
One is today.
Yeah, it is National Dog Day.
Yep.
Who knew? You knew. You planned for it. Yes. Tell me about the event.
So we're celebrating at Lottie's Pub on the north side of Chicago. We'll have four dogs from Chicago Canine Rescue there, so you could come do a meet and greet. It's from 2 to 6 o'clock today, so come. There'll be drink specials. Lagunitas, Tito's, Vodka is sponsoring the event, and Lottie. So come check it out, and you could meet our dogs firsthand.
And the event is how much?
It's free.
What?
Yes.
What?
Yes, it's free, so come on out.
Where is this now?
So it's Lottie's Pub.
Okay, do you know where that is?
I don't have that. I better Google it on my way there.
Okay. All right. That's in the city?
Yes. It's on the north side.
L-O-T-T.
L-O-T-T-I-E-S.
Okay.
Pub.
LOTTIES Pub.
Yeah.
All right. Now, aside from that free event, you have something else coming up.
Yes, we have our 15th annual Mutt Strut on Saturday, October 20th. This fundraiser is the most important fundraiser of the year. This fundraiser is what's able to keep us going.
It's a big party.
Yes, it's a block party. It's a walk. But this fundraiser in itself gives us enough money to sustain for the year. So to help with the dogs that are sick, need surgeries, it funds a lot of things that we need throughout the year. So it's extremely important, and it's a lot of fun. That's the coolest part about it. And it's our 15th year.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
So it happens on what street in Wrigleyville? On Southport.
It's Southport. Yeah, basically it's Southport Corridor.
Yeah, and you have an entire street closed off.
Yeah.
For a couple of blocks where you have all these things for kids and adults.
Absolutely.
You have pet food companies there, so we taste dog food.
Yep.
You have an auction on the street.
Yeah.
So a silent auction, so you have these amazing items. I know one year I accidentally bought something. So you've got all these items there that are available. And you've got face painting and all those kids type, and kids jump on things. And
yeah, we have a jumpy for the kids. We have face painting. This year our theme, it's an 80s theme, so it'll be a lot of fun. People who participate dress up. You dress up your dog. We have cake eating contests for dogs. We just have a lot of fun things. So it's very family friendly. Bring your kids, bring your dog, come hang out with us for the day. It's awesome.
And there's a dog walk associated with it. So the walk is what date? Do you know?
So it's October 20th.
So it'll be nice and cool probably by October 20th.
Yeah.
So it's not a problem for the dogs to walk. And the walk is kind of cool. So for me, it's no big deal. I live in the neighborhood. I see Wrigley Field all the time.
Yeah.
But for people that, I mean, the walk is literally right by Wrigley Field.
Right.
It goes right by, you're right there. You look
it's
up
fun.
And there's Wrigley Field.
I know.
And people take pictures of their dogs in front of the Ron Santo statue.
Right.
Huge dog lover, by the way, Ron Santo.
Yeah.
Billy Williams and the Ernie Banks statues.
Yeah.
And just in front of the big iconic sign that says Wrigley Field. So it is a good time and good for photos, too.
Absolutely.
So the date again is October 20th for that.
Yep.
So we have several dogs that are available for adoption. You can go to Chicago Canine Rescue's website to see them.
Yes.
I will post them on my site either today or more likely tomorrow.
Yeah.
But if you do a little bit of looking around, you could already see them on my site. But you're sending me some updated images.
But I have some great photos.
Yeah. But you could see some pretty good photos that are on my site now. And that's stevedale.tv. All right. So the three that are left to adopt, drum roll please, are who?
We have Caner, Taser,
and
Emmerich.
Okay, let's go through them one at a time.
Absolutely.
You pick whichever one you want first. Tell us about each of the dogs.
Let's start with Emmerich. So Emmerich is
You named the dog Emmerich or Doc?
So we went with Emmerich.
You went with Emmerich.
Yeah,
okay.
We thought that was really cute.
Okay.
So
he's
still the Doc Emmerich dog.
Yeah.
But we thought Emmerich was a really cute name. So we went with Emmerich.
There's a dog named after you, Doc Emmerich. Okay. And tell us about Emmerich.
So Emmerich is a shepherd retriever mix. I mean, all these dogs are gorgeous. He's just such a cute dog. He's about a year old.
He's a cute dog. He's kind of like Doc Emmerich then.
Yeah, he is really...
Except he's younger.
Yes.
Two years old.
Yeah, he's a little bit younger. He's a male. He's black and tan. He looks more like a shepherd, but he's just so cute. He has a shepherd retriever look. He's just a really good dog.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, and where's he from?
He actually came from Oklahoma.
So he's going to talk like he's from Oklahoma.
Yes, yes.
Doc Emmerich, you have to change your accent.
Yes.
Okay, and then we have...
We have Taser.
Taser.
So Taser's super cute, too. She's a female. She's a retriever mix. She basically looks like a yellow lab with a little bit longer hair.
Is she a leader?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, then it's kind of like Taser.
Yeah.
Captain. Yeah.
And she's a little bit over a year old.
Uh-huh.
And she's adorable. She's up on our website as well, if you want to check her out.
All right.
And then our third dog is Caner. And Kaner also is a young dog, about 1 year old. He's a hound mix. I personally feel like he looks like a beagle because I have two beagles. I love beagles. So he's one of my favorites, Kaner. He looks like a hound. He's a hound mix. He'll be a medium-sized dog, and he's about a year old as well. So they're all great dogs. They're at our shelter. A cool thing about our shelter is you could come out on Saturday and have a tour. Every Saturday at noon, we do a tour of the shelter, and volunteers, after the tour, you're able to sign up and walk any of our dogs. So if you are interested in a dog, you can actually come to the shelter, take the dog on the walk, and see if it's a fit, see if you like the dog. You can actually have, like, hands-on with them.
Which is a good thing to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? So you go into the shelter, mm-hmm. you see, say, Taser.
Yeah.
And you say, that dog's for me.
Yeah.
How important is it to bring the entire family with you, or to come back even and meet outside, have someone from the shelter meet you outside with your own dog, if you currently have a dog?
Oh, it's very important. We actually encourage it. You have to bring, if you have a dog, we have to do a meet and greet with the shelter dog and your dog. And if you have children, it's very important to make sure the children and the dog can interact well. We want to make sure the family's safe, the children are safe, and the dog is safe. So it's absolutely so important, rescue, that you fit the dog with the family. So we don't want dogs returned to us. We want to adopt dogs out. We want them to be happy and live their lives, you know, with the family, make it very happy. We don't want returned dogs, because that's our whole mission, getting them into happy, loving homes where it fits and it's best for the family and it's best for the dog.
Little question for you. Mm-hmm. Little tiny question. Where is Chicago Canine Rescue at?
We're on North Elston. It's 5432 North Elston. So we're on the north side of the city. We're still considered Chicago,
mm-hmm.
But we're just a little bit further north.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chicago Canine Rescue, I thank you for all the amazing work you do.
Thank you. Thank you for supporting us. We need more people who love animals. We're super passionate about what we do, and we appreciate the fact that you're super passionate about supporting.
Thank you.
Rescue.
And you're always looking for volunteers.
Always, yes.
And even if it's just volunteering at an event.
Yeah.
So we talked about the Chicago Mutt Strut, and I'll be there, incidentally.
Yeah.
I kind of checked my calendar as you were talking.
That's awesome.
Because I've emceeded or helped to do that for 3 or 4 or 5 years. I don't know.
Yeah.
And it's always an honor for me to do that. Yeah. But you're always looking for people to help out with events, too.
Yeah. Mutt Strut will need a lot of volunteers. It's a very hands-on. We probably have at least 50 volunteers managing the day. It's a really big day for us.
No, so. Those are the volunteers that manage me. And then you need 50 more to manage the event. I know. Chicago Canine Rescue, once again, I thank you so much for all you do. And let's get those remaining dogs adopted. Thank you, Becky.
Thank you.
Next week on the show, and this is really quite incredible, we are talking about dogs that can identify cancers, and we'll be talking with the folks from the Ovarian Cancer Symptom Awareness Organization based in Chicago.